The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
As our families get older, the question of an enduring power of attorney may come into play. So what exactly is it and what is the process behind it? Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by the Director for the Decision Support Service, Áine Flynn. Áine, you're very welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
I suppose we should start there really and explain what enduring power of attorney is and what the difference is between it and power of attorney. So how does it all work?
Yeah, enduring powers of attorney have been around for quite a while, since an act of 1996. And with the Assisted Decision Making Capacity Act, which has now been operational for 3 years, they operate on a different format. To explain some of the basics, when you make an EPA, you're an adult with capacity, not necessarily an older adult. In fact, we're keen to address the fact that perhaps people should be doing these when they're, I don't know, 55, not 95. If you don't have one and you're 95, do make one. So you're called the donor. And you are granting an authority to a person, a trusted person in your life called the attorney. So that word attorney does not mean lawyer. Anytime I say attorney, don't think of lawyer. Think of that person close to you whom you're naming to take on this role only in the event that you lose capacity at a later point, so that they are then authorised by you to take decisions about your property and affairs and your personal welfare in that legally managed way.
Mm-hmm. And who makes the decision that you need this attorney that you have appointed to take over?
So that would only be at the second stage. So at the first stage, it is all about you being in control, and that's important. This is all based on rights-based legislation. So it's about you ensuring that even if your capacity shifts and diminishes, your choice, your wishes will continue to be respected. So when you're well and have full capacity to do so, you're naming that person or persons. Actually, it's quite good to have replacement attorneys as well. Then it's only in the event that you subsequently lose capacity, and that is verified and it's brought to us. We have oversight and management of both the registration and supervision of EPAs in the Decision Support Service. Mm-hmm. When we get that second stage confirmation that you have lost capacity, it's only in that event that the attorney then commences as your decision maker. And in fact, and this is new, reports to us, we supervise and we provide support to make sure that all of that works well.
The appointed attorney is not going to be making the decision. Now I take over because you've lost
certainly
capacity. Because people get nervous about that.
They can,
don't they?
And they're nervous about a number of things, which is perhaps contributing to the relatively low take-up that we have in Ireland of EPAs. If we compare ourselves to the UK jurisdictions, they're hovering around the 20% mark, and it's somewhere around 8%, perhaps 11%, but no more than that here, which, given that EPAs have been around for a generation, we are looking mm-hmm. to improve. But yes, people can have those reservations. They may think this is only for when I'm old, or only, and this is a bit concerning, when capacity becomes a live issue. Or there may be that reservation that I'm giving away the keys to the farm almost literally at this early stage. Or sometimes people think, well, I've made my will. That's quite different. A will is for when you're deceased. Or they may think that, well, I don't own very much, so it doesn't apply to me. Or sometimes, and this is quite embedded as a misconception, my next of kin is going to be able to make those decisions for me anyway,
and
which isn't true. Never true, never has been outside of a legal arrangement. That's the focus of our coming campaign.
And it's wise, isn't it, to make these plans and put your enduring power of attorney plans in place when you're well and when there isn't a crisis in your family? Because often I would imagine people leave this until a time when there's something happening.
They can, and it might be when capacity becomes a live issue. All hope certainly isn't lost, and we're very much in favour of people being able to make their EPAs when they can. But you're quite right. It's going to be a calmer space for doing so if you've no sense of needing it anytime soon. And most people never need them at all, happily, mm-hmm. or don't need them for decades. But part of the focus of our campaign is to think about it before you could possibly be in the territory of needing one, although that can happen suddenly. As we know, it could be an accident, a medical event, not just a degenerative illness that means you need the attorney to step up.
And is it expensive?
To register an EPA with us, which is what applies under the new process, is a fee of €30.
And that's it? You don't need a solicitor?
On the point of solicitors, solicitors could be involved in two ways. So that you may wish to take it to a solicitor and get them to do everything to make and register your EPA. Over the last 12 months, and 64% of the applications that have come to us have been during the last 12 months, we're seeing that only about 5% are taking it to a solicitor to do just that. And if you do, then we engage with the solicitor. You will need a legal practitioner statement. It's one of the suite of supporting documents that go to making an EPA. So most people are doing it directly with us, but we'll still need that legal practitioner statement. And if they encounter an obstacle with that, or indeed at any stage, we have resources and support available, which I can mention to you. We have a dedicated website with all of the information.
Do tell us what that is. Sure, I had a look this morning and it does walk you through in
That's
a very clear way, you know, the steps that you need to take.
So we have a help desk, first of all, staffed by living, breathing people, taking about 3,000 calls a month about all aspects of the Act, because our functions don't just relate to EPAs. So they're there to help at whatever stage, from just embarking on the initial conversation and at all steps of getting to us for review and registration. And we have a dedicated website at myepa.ie where you'll find lots of information in different formats, including explainer videos, literally talking you down the screens. It's primarily a digital, it's not exclusively a digital process. We operate an accessibility policy for anybody who isn't able to engage with us in the digital way. But most people have been able to, and we're still seeing that 70% of registered EPAs are made by people aged between 70 and 89, able to engage with the system.
You want that to come down, though, the age range.
I think ideally, yeah. So that, as I've said, think about it perhaps in your middle years as part of good adulting, if I can put it that way. Rather than it being at the sense of a time of crisis, as you mentioned. But we also have an expedited route, rarely called upon as it happens, in case somebody needs an EPA, needs to get it over the line in a hurry, perhaps where there's a prospect of imminent surgery or something like that, we're there to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, Enduring Power of Attorney, you're going to hear a lot more about it because you have a big campaign.
The campaign with
coming
this
up.
Theme where it's our focus really is about looking at ordinary relationships. Real people appear in the campaign saying that you know me, you know what I'm like, and therefore I would want you. I would want you to be my authorised decision maker. The other tool, by the way, I might just mention, you can't plan ahead by way of an EPA for medical treatment. A separate document arises, and that's an advanced healthcare directive. A template is available on our website, and the steps aren't quite the same. There's a bit less to it, actually, but we would encourage people to do both.
Well, Áine, we'll leave it there for now, but it might be something that we would revisit because people have questions about it, complex questions, which would be great to have addressed by you
help.
If you come back in to see us. That's Áine Flynn, who's Director of the Decision Support Service.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.